if you would like to promote your business or event with the Way That I Love You podcast, simply just email us at letschat@thewaythatiloveyou.live, and or you can visit our website at www.thewaythatiloveyou.live and click on the Let's Chat tab and leave your inquiry there.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Way That I Love You podcast. I'm your host, Will Music.
And I'm your host, Sharana.
And we are the mighty McFadden.
The mighty mastermind.
Yes, masterminds. I like that. Now, if this is your first time tuning into this podcast, I just want to let you all know this is a hot, sexy marriage podcast. And we talk about marriage, our marriage, and we talk about life's and life's ups and downs and how we navigate through it from our perspective.
That's right, y'all. And we are a fabulous, fabulous couple, giving you all that we have. Now listen, we want to share some things with you that we apply in our marriage, how we get through, you know, show you and tell you some things that help us. Now, if you can apply it in your marriage and in your relationship and it helps you, that's wonderful, my love. But if you can't, that's okay. Just put it in your back pocket and give it to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Give it to somebody else, definitely. But I love this part.
Yeah, this is the best part. Well, yeah. I don't know if it's the best part, because no, every part is the best part. But it's the part we get excited, because we get to kind of come in and join everyone. And we get to say thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in another week.
Yes,
to the Way That I Love You podcast.
And we want to say thank you to...
They know who they are.
North America. South America.
South America.
Africa.
Africa.
Asia. Europe. And Oceania,
baby, we see you out there. To all of you, we thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. Each and every week you tune into the Way That I Love You podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You love on the Way That I Love You podcast.
Uh-huh.
And you just bring joy to us.
Yes.
Each and every week.
Yes.
And I'm so excited for it, baby.
Oh, definitely so excited. Love the global love. Love the local love. I mean, like, it's been a ride, and it's been a good ride. And the momentum, I love it. I love you all out there. Sharana and I couldn't express that anymore. And we just want to give God the glory for it, because without God, none of this is possible.
Yes.
And He's just doing some amazing things in our life right now. So stay on, stay tuned, stay subscribed and glued to the YouTube page.
That's right.
Facebook page. Make sure you subscribe, follow, share, tag a friend. Do it all.
Yes, stream definitely to all the platforms.
Oh, yeah, definitely listen to us on all the audio streaming platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. Come to our website, check us out there. We got some stuff popping off there with events and everything. So, the Way That I Love You .live. Stay tuned in, stay connected, because we going places, y'all.
That's right. And don't forget to subscribe right now on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, we want you to hit that subscription button right now, hit and ring the bell.
Yes, then get those notifications.
That's right. And if you are on any of the other platforms and on YouTube, we want you, at this particular time, you can write a review right now. You can let us know how you're loving the show thus far. And as we go into our content on today, you can just continue to.
Oh, yeah. So you can write a review on the YouTube page. Matter of fact, we want you to write a review wherever you tune in at. On the YouTube, on the audio side, definitely write those reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, my love, this is season 3, episode 10.
Yes.
Dare to be bold.
Ooh. I wonder what that's about.
Well, before we get into it, we're going to get into it. I'm not going to say before we get into it. This episode really kind of brings such a funny funny factor to everything. You and I, Will and I, we went to a dinner mm-hmm. one night, and we were running really, really late. We thought we were early.
Yeah, we thought we was on time.
We thought we were on time, mm-hmm. but turned out my hubby read the invitation, the time wrong.
The time, yeah.
And yet, let me just say, yo, he never reads that those kind of things wrong. He usually are really on top of things, but I guess it's been a long week for you, so whatever it was. So he read it wrong, and we're driving, and we're like, oh my goodness, we are already an hour late.
Right.
But being late, we were dressed up to the T.
Yes.
I had a gown on.
Yeah, I was in my tux, rocking a bow tie and everything. Yeah, we was suited and booted.
Yes. And as we were riding, about to go on the turnpike, we happened to look down, was like, oh goodness, we're already an hour late. And the event was an hour away.
Yes.
So we thought it was one time, it was the other time. So long story short, y'all, so we were going to go home, but my love said, you know what, babe, let's just go out.
Yes.
And I was like, go out? He was like, yeah, let's just go out. I was like, well, let's change our clothes. He was like, no, let's just go as we are.
We're here.
So I was like, okay, well, I'm down. So we were daring to be bold. Mm-hmm. We tried fancy upscale restaurants, but we couldn't find anywhere around.
Right.
And we didn't know. And we live in a little small town.
Yeah.
So it's nothing. Like, it's not like you're going downtown.
Right.
And being able to find something. So we were like, okay, where are we going to eat? And then we looked over and we were like, all right, let's try one of the regular restaurants. So we wound up going to Firebird.
Yes. And
anybody that's been to Firebird, you know that it's like a higher scale than TJ Fridays or right borderline there.
It's like, I wouldn't say like the next level, that may be a jab, mm-hmm. but it's more classier than like your Fridays or Applebee's.
Well, yeah, it's like right there along the line.
Yeah.
So, but we were in, well, you were in a tux and I was in a full gown.
Yes.
And we went into the restaurant like we were going to see
Michelle
an opera.
And Obama.
Yes. Like we were going to see an opera. And all eyes were on us.
Yep. Yes, it was.
All eyes were on us.
And it was like everything just stopped. We suited and booted, and it didn't faze me. I didn't feel awkward. I didn't feel out of place. You know what I mean? Even though we was dressed, we started getting compliments. Mm-hmm. So after a little bit, at first we was just like, okay, you know, people are watching or whatever. But then again, it was just like, because we were dressed, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But being dressed and having that type of attention didn't phase at all. You know what I mean? We got our seats, we were seated. Then when we sat down, we kind of like were seated in the middle of a crowd too. So that was the other thing. And it was just like we were put on the spotlight.
So y'all, people were coming up to us like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, you all look so beautiful.
And it's like, I don't know where you're coming from, but you look amazing.
So this is where we came up with the storyline or the title of Dare to Be Bold.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times in our relationships, we are so comfortable being stagnant in our relationships,
mm-hmm.
and just being comfortable where we are. And sometimes we don't like to come out our comfort zone with each other,
mm-hmm.
or with, you know, being center of attention. And sometimes it's good to be a center of attention.
Right.
Sometimes it's good for you and your spouse to come out your comfort zone and do something wild and crazy together. Something that you would not have normally done.
Right.
And it boosts up your lifestyle a little bit. It boosts
right.
up the relationship.
Right.
It's saying if we're going to be looked at or looked at crazy or whatever, we're gonna be looked at together.
Right.
I got you, babe.
Right.
We're not in it alone.
Right.
If we're gonna put on these funny hats and walk up and down the street, then you're not gonna do it alone. I'm gonna do it with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So dare to be bold in your relationship, in your marriage.
Yes.
Dare to come out your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, some people don't like to hold hands when they're walking down the street. That's a little bit uncomfortable. So you have to kind of find what's your comfortability. Like, okay, I know that my wife probably don't like affection out in public,
mm-hmm.
And so, but baby, I need you to be a little bit bold right now, because this is what I need.
It has to be a compromise. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point of daring to be bold. Like you said, you want to slide out of the comfort, the married comfort zone, and do something bold, because what that's going to do is, one, take you out of your comfort. Two, you're doing it together, so you're not alone.
That's right.
And then it enhances another level of intimacy and togetherness to say, look, we in this thing together. And you never know, like, who you are going to bless with your boldness.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When they see a couple and be like, wow, I would be nervous to do that. Well, wow, they look great. Oh, like, wow, they, you know what I mean? Like, wow, I want that type of love. I want that type of intimacy.
I want that type of energy around me. So you actually pouring into it. And no matter what you're doing, if you're doing something, it may be on a small scale to you, but to someone else is on a big scale. And it's like, oh, wow, they're wearing mismatched shoes. We could never do that, you know. Oh, goodness, tomorrow, babe, let's put on mismatched shoes. And even if we're doing it around the house, let's just do it. So it just brings a fire to somebody else. And that's what we're here for, to bring fire and to light a fire and to encourage other people in their journey, because we're here together, right, y'all?
Yes, we are. We are the marriage community.
We are the marriage community. And so we dare you all to be bold.
Yes.
We dare you to come out your comfort zone to do something with your loved one that you would never do. Maybe you know,
it could be a roller
day.
Coaster ride.
Yes.
It could be, you know what I'm saying? It can be something that you basically both do together that is out of your routine.
Yes.
Because if you slip into a routine and your day-to-day becomes mundane, that can start to cause conflict in your marriage. You know what I mean? Things start to get relaxed, and it can literally go into boredom. You do not want that. That's not what we're here to promote. We're here to promote healthy relationships, healthy marriage, and doing practical things as silly as wearing mismatched shoes out to a concert.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Just to show your energy for the with one another and outwardly, and just being bold.
Yes. So Will and I, we are very, very energetic. An energetic couple. I think we bring a great balance to one another.
Yeah, we do.
But him and I both are silly, and we kind of compliment each other in that way. He's a little bit more sillier than I am. I'm a little bit more serious. I'm serious silly, and you're like
serious silly.
I am like serious silly, and you're like, you know, you're like silly silly fun. You're funner than I am. I think you are. So we had kind of asked the This Is Us crew, with Focus and Demi. We asked them, hey, what is dare to be bold for you,
like
in relationship wise, and how do you, you know, are you interested in somebody to be bold and outgoing, and what does that matter when you're looking for someone? Because I know when we're first in a relationship, or when we're looking for a relationship, we're interested in all of that.
Yeah, we want to know.
A lot of times. Not everyone, but a lot of times we are, and then we kind of pull back as we go down the line.
Right.
So y'all check out the This Is Us. Dare to be bold. What is something that in a relationship a lady got to be willing to be down to do? Something that's just, you know, all eyes on you. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's just you and her.
It's just you and her.
Dare to be bold.
Dare
y'all
to be
just
bold.
Y'all.
Go.
Juicy.
Go, baby. Go.
That's hard. That's hard, because I feel like I don't know if I have anything that comes off the top of my head. I feel like you just gotta be, at least to me, you gotta be willing to just enjoy yourself and be able to laugh and really to be able to make fun of yourself. Cause I think at a certain point, we had mentioned it before, like once you get comfortable with somebody, you just kind of want to poke fun with the person. So I think
I'm gonna throw something at you. Skinny.
Okay.
Where are we going? If she doesn't, if skinny, and this is bold. Listen, let's get in this water, Demi. Let's go out. Let's skinny dip.
Would you do it?
Go.
See. All right. So
you like what happened?
I'm gonna say. No. I'm gonna say no, and only for one reason though. Only one reason.
Yeah.
I can't swim. I'm not a swimming person. So you want me to skinny dip?
All you gotta do is get your feet wet.
That's what being bold is about.
No, if it's skinny dipping in the jacuzzi, it's fine. But if we skinny dipping in water that goes over my head,
Demi, your wife says let's go skinny dipping, baby.
I say how deep. That's it. That's all I'm asking. That's all I need to know. I just need to know how deep is the water. I'll go. If we in 4 feet,
just tell her, baby, I'm going up to my chest.
That's it. I can be spontaneous, but I gotta be practical. I don't want you lifting me out of the pool. It's gonna be a problem for both of us. We can't do that.
That's hilarious.
So focus. Skydiving, skinny dipping.
I already got mine. I'm looking forward to it. I want to reenact Love and Basketball where they're stripping as they make points, but I want to do it in public, like when at the end where they were actually outside in the garage.
Okay.
I'm so looking forward to that mate that does that. I got a couple of reenactments. I want to do the Titanic, but I see us doing it in the pool, naked, where he holding me up and I just, I see it.
What's that movie? I had the time of my life.
Exactly. I got a couple of reenactments I'm looking forward to doing.
Dare to be bold. Yes. So I like that. Demi, that's okay. It's a lot of people out there want to know what boundaries
is not okay.
There's somebody out there like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Boundaries.
Yeah. I just need somebody else out there that's gonna be like, you know, it's all good. I don't even swim either, so we could just chill in the jacuzzi and skinny dip. That's what I need. I need somebody who's just gonna be like,
that's
hey,
not man. That's not skinny dip. That's so.
And they're gonna be bragging. They're gonna be bragging at the cocktail party. You get it in the jacuzzi, yo.
Right?
Nothing. No lotion, cocoa butter, nothing.
Oh my god.
My hair got frizzy.
My hair got frizzy. I get some daredevils. I don't know if I can hang out with them on vacation.
I'm talking about forest. Yeah. It's nighttime. You just dart. Birthday suit through the forest. Run to the furthest tree, touch it, and come back.
Oh, yeah. You lose a bet. Oh, I love stuff like that. That's great.
Gotta keep the socks on, though.
I'm one of those people. Like, you gotta make sure we can't get injured while we're doing this. We gotta make sure that, like, that's it.
You was called an urchin. There's four fish. And when I teach people about dating, there's four types of people to see life in a certain way. You call an urchin. You the type of person that you hit the lottery and you go, how do you want it all? Or in segments, you go, well, let's just take a look at the taxes. Right? So you don't even
know what I'm saying.
You want to crunch the numbers first. So that's okay. That's okay.
That was perfect.
My name is Demi Babatunde, and I have a podcast called What's On Your Mind with Demi Babatunde.
And my name is Focus from the Focus of Love. You can find me on YouTube as well as Instagram, and Focus James on Facebook. Focus from the Focus of Love.
Hello, all. If you would like to promote your business or event with the Waited on Love You podcast, simply just email us at letschat@thewaitedonloveyou.live and or you can visit our website at www.thewaitedonloveyou.live and click on the Let's Chat tab and leave your inquiry there.
Now, when we ask those crazy questions, y'all better be ready for that. Y'all better be ready, especially when they get those answers out and how they, you know, reciprocate that and they turn it around, they flip it.
Hey, this is us. Real talk is exactly what it is. Real talk. You never know what's going to come out, but it's definitely going to be real talk.
Yes. So, babe, this week was my birthday.
Yes.
Yes, we dared to be bold.
Yes, we did.
Before that, you and I went to go see the week before that, we went to New York City.
Yes.
Y'all, we walked all around Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
We ate. We laughed, we danced, we walked in the park.
Central Park.
Central Park. Mm-hmm. We took pictures. We did it all, baby.
Yes, we did. We had a blast.
We had a ball blast.
We played the Jenga Tower game.
He won the first round, y'all, but I won the second round. So
we had a tiebreaker.
Yes, and I won that
and
round.
She won.
Yes. So we did that, and then we went to the concert, the New Edition concert.
Yes, the Culture Tour.
And so we had a ball. It was just you and I, yes. And it was such a great time that we got to spend together. We broadcast the What I Love You podcast.
Yes.
We took pictures, mm-hmm, with individuals. It was so amazing.
Yes.
We had such a great time exploring New York City. And if you find us in your town, you can take pictures with us. You know, just say, hey, I know you from the What I Love You podcast.
Yep.
And we're ready to take pictures with you. We're ready to even interview if you're on the spot. You want to say, if you're comfortable doing on the spot interviews, because we did that when we went to Florida. We did on the spot interviews.
Yes.
And so that was amazing as well. So it's my birthday weekend. You know, I'm super excited to, mm-hmm, be turning the big 4-5.
Oh, you put it out
the
there.
The wonderful 4-5. It's okay. Listen, I'm okay with my age. I'm okay with that I'm growing.
Hey.
I'm loving what God is doing in
bold.
My life. Listen, I'm
dare to be bold.
Bold.
Put it out there.
Listen, at one point in time, the devil didn't want me to be here.
Yeah, that's absolutely facts.
So I am super excited,
mm-hmm,
for another year. I thank God for another year for how he restored me.
Yes.
And he builds me up.
Yes.
And then he keeps beautiful people around me.
Mm-hmm.
And that to encourage me and those that I can encourage.
Yes.
So I am super excited, and I thank him for each and every year that he gives me.
I like that. I love that.
And I thank him for y'all too.
I'm also thankful as well. But yeah, definitely celebrate your spouse.
That's right. So we're not going to keep you all too long. We want y'all to dare to be bold, mm-hmm, this week. Do something exciting and outside of your comfort zone. Even if it's holding hands in the park, go for a hike. What's something that's crazy? We even talk about skinny dipping on someone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, if it's just, we're not talking about like going out with a lot of people. But if you and your bae is in a corner in the cut and there's nobody, you know, I don't know. Listen, you know, dare to be bold. I'm just saying. Be sober-minded, though.
Y'all definitely be sober-minded.
But listen, we talking about having some good fun.
Yeah, just having
memorable moments.
Yes.
Not just, you know, moments. We want your moments and your to be memorable.
Yeah.
To allow you to look back and say, we lived, mm-hmm, we enjoyed each other, mm-hmm, in our youth. Because the Bible says, enjoy your wife in your youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so your wife and your husband in your youth.
Yep.
So that's our encouragement to you. Enjoy each other, you know, in your youth. And your youth can be in any age. It's just as long as you have the ability and the Lord wake you up each day.
Yep, you have the activity of all your limbs. Get up and do something.
And even if you don't have the activity of all your limbs, you still got some ways to be bold.
Oh, yeah.
To dare to be bold. To be bold in your relationship, you know. So that's my encouragement to you. That's our encouragement to you.
Yep. Homework, dare to be bold.
That's right. So listen up, y'all. In June, we are coming up with a fantastic
retreat
of the Way That I Love You podcast.
Yes.
It's going to be absolutely 100% amazing. So look down below. You'll see all the information. We'll post it and we'll talk about it even more. Mm-hmm. But just so you know that it is coming for in June.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
And you all
can't wait. This is going to be powerful. You want to share the name of the retreat?
Oh, the name of the retreat is Diamonds and Pearls Retreat. Marital Relationship Retreat.
Yes.
And it's exciting. I'm excited about it. Yes. And you know, every time I feel like God just gives us stuff, babe, and we just go after it.
Yeah, it's you have to. Once he gives it, you have to move on it. I'm not saying just like move on it without having wisdom. Also use wisdom and discernment, but definitely you gotta move on it because you don't know what God is going to do in that thing, mm-hmm. and who he's going to put you in front of and set you up.
Yes.
So,
and I like how he's putting us in front of so many great people.
Yes.
We thank everyone out there that have our back.
Yes.
That listens to our podcast, mm-hmm. that shares our podcast, that calls us and say, hey, what can we do? How mm-hmm. can we help? And just give us encouraging words of, hey, I listened to the podcast this week and it was absolutely 100% great. And I applied some of those tools in my life. And that right there is such a blessing.
Yeah. And I love when they say, I can't wait for the next event.
Yes.
Because we had a blast at the Sweethearts Ball.
Yes.
So it's coming, y'all. It's coming.
So as you can see in April, there's April 1st.
Yes.
There's our free seminar at the Telford, Indian Valley Telford Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 6:30 to 7:30.
Yes.
And that event is free. So you can hop on that if you, you know, you can see the flyer below or the flyer that comes on the screen. Mm-hmm. So don't miss that. And for all of you that are listening to the podcast, we will announce that as well again and again throughout the whole podcast until the date.
Yes, it's the Marital Matrix. And make sure you text that MM4122 to the number that's on the flyer so you can reserve your spot.
Yeah. Well, once again, y'all, we love you. We thank you. We encourage you to continue to listen to the What I Love You podcast.
Yeah. I love you, babe.
I love you too, baby.
We see y'all next week.
See you next week. Love is real.